We're going to learn Daf Ches in Masechtas Chesubos. I think the place that makes sense to start is from the last two lines on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, even though we did actually read this last line last time, but it makes sense to just start there and go straight in order. Tana Rabbanan. Mevorchin Birchas Chasanim Ba'asara Kol Shiva. That is the halacha is that we make the brachas, as we'll see what they are in a moment. We make those Sheva brachas, the whole 7 days of Sheva brachas. Omer Rav Yehuda, Vahu Shabo Panam Chadashas. This is a major qualification that the only time you're going to make all of these brachas is if there is somebody new. Now, how to define somebody new? Again, we're not going to go into it. There are many, many shitas, whether it just means somebody who hasn't experienced Sheva brachas before, somebody who hasn't been to this particular Chasan and Kala before, or it's somebody who has to actually be Moisif Simcha, various shitas in the Rishonim and Achronim about what the definition of Panam Chadashas is, but you do need that Panam Chadashas in order to be able to continue to make the Sheva Brachas on every single night of Sheva Brachas. Now, the Gemara asks, Mai Mevarich, what exactly are these Brachas that we are talking about? So, even though we call them Sheva Brachas, and most people think that the word Sheva Brachas means the 7 Brachas that we make, as you see in the Gemara, that it's really 5 or 6 Brachas, and we add a Hagafen because we want to do it al HaKos. The Kos really is, and that makes it to number 7. But the Hagafen really is not part of the Seder of the Sheva Brachas. But the Maisa, that's what in most people's minds, that's what it means. So what are these Brachas? Amar Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, now on the top of Ches Amud Aleph, Shehakol Bara Lichvoidoi. But everything is created for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Rashi explains, this bracha really has nothing to do with the chosen and kala. This bracha has to do with the fact that we are getting together to be misameach, and as Rashi also adds, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got together to take care of Adam HaRishon, so too we're getting together to take care of this chosen and kala. So too, Mimela, so we want to make that bracha. We want to make that bracha to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the bracha, in other words, is not about the chosen and kala. It's about the asifa. It's about the fact that we have a group gathered together. The next bracha you would make, which also, by the way, even though the Gemara doesn't say it, would start with the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Yoitzer HaOdom. That's the second bracha, and that's talking about a bracha, that's what we'll talk about in a moment. That's talking about a bracha that Adam HaRishon was created. The third bracha is Va'asher Yotzer. Now this bracha does not start with Asher Yotzer. It starts also with a baruch. Now, this is the beginning of the Seder of the Sheva Brachas. Va'asher Yotzer es ha'odom betzalmoy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man in his form, betzalom demustav nisoy, in the way he was created in his shape. So actually most Mefarshim learn Tavnisa is referring to the Neshama, because obviously we don't look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a real shape. It's more of a Ruchniistic thing. So therefore it's the shape of our Neshama is the same as the shape, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however you want to understand that. And then the Guf is on top of that. Behiskin loy mimenu binyan adayad, and we created a creation, a binyan that can last forever. This is, by the way, because also we know that a woman is considered a binyan, so we create adayad that it's going to last forever, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make us last successfully. Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaAdam. So here for the first time we finish off this bracha. This is considered a bracha arichta, that we finish off with a baruch as well. Now, once this bracha finishes off with the baruch, the next bracha, because it's part of the Seder, and we have a concept called bracha smucha lechaverta, that when you have two brachas that go together, that are part of one Seder, you don't need to start each bracha with a baruch. Like the easiest example we're all familiar with is Shemoneh Esrei, that since the Seder goes together, we don't start each bracha in Shemoneh Esrei with the baruch. Each one continues off the bracha from before it. Okay, so now that we're in the Seder, the Gemara continues. So is tosis, that we should v'sagela akara, that we should make everybody happy. This is referring to Yerushalayim, that we should make happy Yerushalayim. The akara is Yerushalayim, that we're going to come. B'kibutz panel l'toicha b'simcha, when we're going to gather back together and we're going to bring simcha back to Yerushalayim. Again, since we didn't start with the baruch, we end with the baruch. Baruch atah Hashem esamech tziyoin b'vanel, that we're going to be misamech Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael in its rebuilt. The next bracha also, which is part of the Seder, which does not start with a baruch, sameach tisamach, you should make happy. Now, this is referring to the Chosin and Kala. Reim Ahuvim, they are friends that love each other. Kesamechacha Yitzircha, like the Creator, meaning Hakadosh Baruch Hu, was misamech began Eden mikedem. The way Hakadosh Baruch Hu is misamech Adam and Chava in Gan Eden. Baruch Ata Hashem misamech Chosin v'Kala. So here we finish off misamech Chosin v'Kala, as Rashi explains, because we're talking to the Chosin and Kala that they in the future should together create. Be misameach and be able to expand the simcha. Then, now, even though this is technically part of the Seder, we do start the next bracha with a baruch. The next bracha of Asher Baruch, we start with a baruch because, as Rashi interestingly says, well, we do know that there are some times when we can make this bracha independently of all the other brachas, but Rashi adds in, roiv pamim. Rashi, so therefore, since that's most of the time, therefore it automatically starts with the bracha. So the bracha is, meaning since it's very often that we don't have panu chadoshes, so and when you don't have panu chadoshes, this is the only bracha that you make, or right? So this is the bracha that you would make independently. You wouldn't make the other brachas without panu chadoshes. So mamela, you end up saying this bracha by itself. So it stands by itself. So since it stands by itself, it's not part of the Seder, even though when it's with everything else, it is part of the Seder, but since it often stands by itself, it needs its own bracha. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara brings that Lashon Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Bara, that He created Sosim V'Simcha Chosim V'Kala. He created the Simcha and the Chosim V'Kala. Gila V'Rino Ditzah V'Chedva. These are all types of different levels of rejoicing. Ava V'Achva V'Shalom V'Reyus. And again, friendship and harmony. Meheira Hashem Elokeinu Yisham Bar Yehuda, that this should be heard in the sounds of Yehuda, V'Chutzos Yerushalayim, and in the surroundings of Yerushalayim. Kol Sosim V'Kol Simcha. They should hear the kol. The kol is like a bracha of sosan and simcha and the chosan and kalo. Kol mitzalo is chasane mechuposam, the shining of the chosan and kalo, that they should be happy. And the young ones from the su'uda of their rejoicing. Baruch atah Hashem misameach chosan im hakalo. So here we say misameach chosan with the kalo, not the kalo, but im hakalo. And the reason is because over here we're talking about the simcha that is created, and the simcha that is created is when a chosan takes a kala. So therefore we say with the kala. This is not talking about in the future, this is talking about the simcha that is created now through chasanos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the concept of a chasana. This is the way Rashi is masbir, created the concept of a chasana, and makes it exciting, and we make a big deal about a chasana. So therefore that's the chosan im hakala, the chosan taking the kala is the simcha. So over here there are 10 different lashonos of simcha in this bracha itself, and the Zohar actually says the 10 brachas over here are keneged the asara mamaris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world. It's a machlokes, actually, believe it or not, Rishonim had to explain which words in this pasta, in this bracha, are the 10 that we're referring to. Some do count the words chosan and kala, some don't count the words chosan and kala themselves as a lashon of simcha. But in any event, everybody agrees that it is the lashon of the Gemara is meant to capture 10 expressions of simcha that are for the 10 mamaras of Klal Yisrael, so that it will be a continue of the world. 10 mamaras of the creation of the world, so that it will be a creation of the world, that this is something that will be sustained throughout history. Okay, so those are the brachas that we make, again, if there is panu chadoshes every day of Sheva brachas. Now the Gemara continues. So now that we know what the brachas are, the question is when to say them, how to say them, and so forth. So the Gemara starts with the story. Levi ikla lebei ra Rebbe. So Levi went to Rebbe's house. Behilule de Reb Shimon Berei by the chasana, when Rebbe was marrying off his son, Reb Shimon. So Birech, Chomesh, and Levi only made 5 brachas. So the brachas that he made, Rashi is very clear, is Shahakal, Asher Yotzer, Sois Tosis, Samech Tesamach, and Asher Bar. Meaning he didn't make the bracha of Yotzer Odom, which our Gemara lists as that second bracha. He only said 5, he left out the Yotzer HaOdom. And the Gemara then says, on the other hand, Ravasi ikla lebei Ravashi. Ravasi once went to Ravashi's house, Behilula demar berei, for Ravashi's son. Son was making a chasana. Birchis, and there he did make the bracha of Asher Yotzer. Yotzer HaOdom. That he did make the bracha of Yotzer HaOdom. Okay, so it seems to be a machlekes whether or not you say this bracha of Yotzer HaOdom in the context of chas of the sheva brachos. So the Gemara says, well, it's more general than that. Lema b'halkam iflagi. Let's say that this is really what they're arguing about, whether or not to make the bracha. The Mar sabach chod yitzira have. That when Adam was created, he was already created with Chava already connected to him. She already sort of existed in the back, or however you're going to say it. Umar and the other Shita holds, no, they were created separately at two separate times. Now the nafkamina between that would be, is that if they were created as two separate times, that means there was one time. If there was a second creation, that means originally it was only Adam. If it was originally only Adam, so then you would say the Yitzer HaAdam. You'd say Yitzer HaAdam, because then it would be a bracha about just Adam Arishon. But if you hold that Chava was already in existence from the beginning, from the inception, so then there was never a time when it was just Yitzer HaAdam, that it was just Adam himself, and therefore we wouldn't make a bracha of Yitzer HaAdam. It doesn't make sense.
That would be two.
Yeah, because there's already, right, because both the male and female already existed. So since they both already existed, there's never a time when it was just Yetzer HaAdam. And that bracha wouldn't make any sense. At least according to the way the Gemara understands right now. So the Gemara says, look, Dekulei Amachod Yetzirah Haveh. Actually, the way is more, not like the way we simply learn in Rashi in first grade, but rather, there was only one creation, meaning that Chava did exist already from the beginning. That Adam was created with a Chava sort of ingrained in him. So what would be the machlekes whether or not you make the bracha? Mar sava barso machshava azlina, because originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended that even though he created them together originally as, and again, it's not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind. This is the Zohar and everybody explains what this is talking about on a higher level. But so machshava azlina, meaning the intent was that we know clearly as it is, lamaisa, male and females are separate. At least in the human. Humans, male and females, are separate. So so what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, ultimately I want them to be separate, and maybe I could have created them separate in the first place, but no, he decided that I'm going to create it, for whatever reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create it as one and then separate it. But therefore, if you hold that Basar Machshava, that means if they were going to be created separate, if that was at least what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended, which, again, I emphasize, ultimately happened, that they are separate, so therefore, there is a concept of Yetzer Adam, there's a concept of just Adam Arishon by himself, because that's the way ultimately is supposed to be, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had originally planned it. Now, Lamaisa, the creation itself, was as two. But the other Shita is Amar Sabar, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, both Adam and Chava were created together as one being, and since it was one being, there was again never a time where it was just Yetzer HaAdam. The Gemara continues, Ki Hada Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rami, he asked it as a contradiction. Ksiv, on the one hand, the Pasuk says, Vayivar Elakim Etzah Odom Etzahamai, that he created just Odom. The Ksiv, but then there's another Pasuk that says, Zachor Nekeva Barom, that he created them as male and female. So what is it? Is it just Odom or is it both? Okay, so how's that possible that it could be both things at the same time? So he says, B'tchila Olav V'machshav Liv Roi Shneim, because originally Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create them as two separate beings. But at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them into this world as one and then separated them into two. So when we talk about Vayivra Elokim Etzah Adam, that positive talking about creating a person is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended it to be. Intended it to be, again, as ultimately it did work out that way, that it was going to be just an Adam is a standalone person. Ravashi, okay, so continuing about when we make these brachas or how to make the brachas, Ravashi Ikla Lebei Rav Kahano. So he went to Rav Kahana's house. Yoyim Akama Birch Kulu. On the first day, he made all the Sheva Brachas. Mikan Ve'elach, the rest of the days of Sheva Brachas. Iyik Panam Chadashos, if there's somebody new again, depending on your definition of Panam Chadashos, Birch Kulu, then he would make all the other Brachas as well. Ve'iloi, but if there was nobody new, Afushi Simcha Ba'almahu, then that's just a expansion, a continuation of the Simcha that already existed from yesterday. There's no reason to make, there's nothing new about it. So therefore, it's part of yesterday's simcha. Mevarach shah simcha b'ma'inoi. So then you would make the bracha that there's happiness in the house. That is a bracha that we would make. Even though we don't typically make that in Sheva brachas because we don't have to because we make the other brachas. But this is where Rashi was saying before, we do make v'asher bara. We make the bracha of Asher Bara because that bracha you make during Sheva brachas regardless of whether there's a panim chadashos or not. That bracha stands by itself. That's during the first 7 days. Misheva v'ad shloishim. if you're talking about now after the chasana from the 7th day through the 30th day, ben amar lahu machmas hilula, whether he tells the people that are coming together to eat together, I want it as a remembrance of the chasana, ben lo yamar lahu machmas hilula, whether or not, even if he doesn't call them to get together for the sake of the chasana, mavarach shasimcha b'ma'inoy, you could still make the bracha of shasimcha b'ma'inoy. That's till 30 days. Mikan ve'elach, but after that, e amar lahu machmas hilula, if he says, I'm getting together for the chasana, mavarach shasimcha b'ma'inoy, then you could still make the bracha of shasimcha b'ma'inoy. The eloi, but if you didn't say that's the reason, it just turns out, you look around, and then all of a sudden you notice, hey, look at that, there's 10 people over here. That's not a reason you wouldn't make the bracha shasimcha b'ma'inoy in that context. Now, it says, after. So when we said if you get together for that sake, you could always make the bracha. How long does that last? It's not going to last for 30 years. So Amar Rav Papi, Mishmei Derava, in the name of Rav Papa, Atrei Seyachisha. So for the first 12 months. So for the first 12 months, if you say, hey, we're getting together for the sake to celebrate the chasana, you can still make the bracha. Now that's talking about what? I've never seen that. Till now we've been discussing Sheva Brachas after the Chasana. So now the Gemara asks the other way around, which is really interesting. When can we start, when are we considered part of that Simcha that we could start making the Bracha Shah Simcha B'Ma'inoy, that we're already excited about the Chasana? How long before the Chasana could we already start making a Brachas in that context? So Amar Rav Papa, so Rav Papa says, M'chi Ramu Sa'ari Be'asinta, when you put the barley into the pot. Now Rashi has two pshatim in what that means. Either Rashi says that they used to put barley into the vat to start making beer for the chasana, which again takes a few weeks or months, whatever. It's a process that has to start. So already then you're already busy with the chasana, so you can start making the brachas. The other pshat is that they used to grow barley for the sake of the chasana and kala, because just like barley will last and it's something that's enduring, so too it's a symbol, it's a simin for the chasana and kala. And that would probably, depending on that pshat would actually start, well, it depends on what time of year they're getting married, but it would likely start even before an earlier time. In any event, once you start getting busy with the chasana, then you already technically can make the bracha shah simcha b'ma'inoy. So only, but only from that. However, so therefore the Gemara asks the contradiction. Aini, is that so? Rav Papa Yasik La'abo Mar Bere, that he was getting, Rav Papa was getting busy with the chasana for his son, Ubirich Mashas Erisin. And he started already from the, once they got engaged, he started making the bracha, Shas Simcha B'Moinoi. Now you have to understand, in those times, Erisin was a full year before the chasana. So why was that okay? So the Gemara answers, Shani Rav Papa Dehavi Tarech Lei. Yeah, Rav Papa was okay because he was actually taka busy the whole year getting ready for the chasana. So again, it's the same concept. As long as you're getting ready for the chasana the whole time, you can make the bracha. Ravino Asik Le Lebre Be Rav Chaviva. So Ravino also was marrying off his son to Rav Chaviva's daughter. Ubirech Meshas Erison, and also he started making the bracha. He started making the bracha from Erison. Omar, and he said, not because he was actually busy with the chasana, but he said, Kim li begavayu deloy hadri bahu. I'm sure that this chasana is going to go through, that for sure it's going to work out. So mamela, I could already start making the bracha now. However, the Gemara says, actually, v'loyistaya milsov ahaji behu. Itaka didn't work out, and they were choizer, and never ended up not getting married, which means that the brachos, I guess what the Gemara is trying to say, the bracha should not have been made because the Maisa didn't work out. The Gemara continues, Rav Tachlifa bar Marova ikla lebovo. So Rav Tachlifa went to Bavo, Birich Shis Arichta. He made the six brachas, but he made all of them long brachas. He, as Rashi says, because Rashi Shita is, that in order to make a bracha Arichta, you have to have multiple points in the bracha. So Rashi says he added certain words into the bracha so that he can make it into an Arichta. However, the Gemara says, V'les Hilchas HaKavasei. We don't pasken that way. The way we have it is a short brachas. Rav Chaviva ikla lebei mehulo. So Rav Chaviva went to a bris. Birich shah simcha b'ma'inoy. He said, listen, it's a simcha, a tremendous simcha that you're doing a bris. Why not make the bracha shah simcha b'ma'inoy? That we're happy in our abode. V'les hilchas hakavasei, but l'maisa, we don't make the bracha there. We don't make a shah simcha b'ma'inoy by a bris. Mishum de tridi, because you're troubled, the islay tzara li yanuka, because the child is uncomfortable. So simcha b'ma'inoy has to be that it is a complete and absolute simcha, as opposed to in the case of the context of the bris, it's not, there's some, if you want to look at it, some pain or some downside to it, so therefore, that you can't say that everybody's all thrilled about it. Amar Rav Yochan, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav. Chasan min haminyan, vein avelim min haminyan. So he says that the chasin is, so you need 10 people in order to make the brachas, that we know. That, so the chasin himself counts as one of the 10. However, Birchas Avelim, as we'll discuss in a moment, also needs 10 people, but the Aval himself does not count as one of the 10. So, but the Gemara says, Meisvei, that's your straight contradiction. There's a brisa that says, Chasan va'avel min haminyan. So we see very clearly that they Avel is part of the minyan. It's a contradiction. The Gemara says, Masnisin karama salei de Rav. You're asking a contradiction on Rav based on a brisa. Rav Tanahu Poli. Rav himself was on the level of a Tana, and therefore a brisa to him is not a contradiction, and he's able to have a different opinion. So usually when you go from a level of a Tana to an Amora, so an Amora can't argue on a Tana. A Tana is established, that is the fact, you have to work with that. But Rav was on a level because he lived in that generation that transferred from the Tanoim to the Amoraim, so he was still on a level that to him a Tana was a contemporary, and therefore he himself was able to argue. So it wasn't a, it's not a contradiction, rather he argues, he can straight out argue. Itmar, and we learn similar Gemara. Yeah. Gemara now has a similar story with whether or not the Chasan and the Oval are considered part of the Minyan. The Gemara now, two lines from the bottom, says, Itmar, Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, Amar Rabbi Yoichanon. So now he's quoting Rabbi Yoichanon, and it says, Chasanim min haminyan, vein aveilim min haminyan. Says the Chasan, again, he says the same thing. Chosin is part of the minyan, but the oval is not part of the minyan. So, of course, the Gemara asks the same contradiction. Meisvei chasanim ve'avelim in a minyan. Again, we quote this brisa that says that the chosin and kalo are part of the minyan. So it's a contradiction. So now the Gemara on the top of Chesam and Beis says, Ki tanyahi bebirchas hamozoin. The brisa is talking about birchas hamozoin, that an oval actually is part of the Zimun. It counts as one of the three or one of the 10, as whatever the case may be, and for the Mazoin. Ki kama Rabbi Yochanan b'shura, but Rabbi Yochanan is talking about the bracha that you make in the Shura after the Kever, that when it goes through the line, that the bracha over there that you make, that the Oval does not count. You need 10 other people to give him the bracha. So the Gemara then says, "Ve'alahado Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yechonar Mevorchim Birchas Chasanim Ba'asara VeChasanim Min Aminyan." So again, you have another statement that Rabbi Yechonar says that you make the bracha for the chasan, and the chasan is part of the minyan. That's fine. Now here's the point: Ubirchas Avelim Ba'asara VeEin Avelim Min Aminyan, and we're talking about the bracha. So till now we've been talking about benching. So benching is not really a bracha for the oval. It happens to be if he's there eating, so then he has to bench. But the way Rabbi Yochanan phrases it, that's why the Gemara is asking this. The way Rabbi Yochanan phrases it is there is a birchas avelim, that they give a bracha to the oval. And it says, and Rabbi Yochanan very clearly says, ve'ein avelim min haminyan, and the oval is not part of the minyan. Now, if we're talking about that you're saying that it's okay for him to be part of the minyan, birchas bracha, and you're saying no, it's b'shura, because he's talking about in the row when they leave the kever, b'shura mi'ika. Birchas b'shura mi'ika, is there a bracha? You don't make a bracha. There's no bracha that you make when the oval is walking through that initial row. That's, one second. So the Gemara is going to say, you're right. It's not literally in the shur when he walks away literally from the kever itself. Ella, ki kamar Rabbi Yochanan berachava. We're talking about the bracha that you're referring to is berachava. When he gets out to the street, I guess that's the next level. So then over there you make that bracha. So then that's where Rabbi Yochanan is saying that bracha, the oval himself is not part of the minyan. You need 10 people besides the oval in order to be able to make the bracha. Okay, but once again, again, in the name of Yochanan, it says once again that you make Sheva Brachas the whole 7 days, for Chasanim in a minyan, and during those 7 days, the Chosin counts as one of the 10. So we're not talking about on the street, we're talking about the Bracha that they made for an oval, all 7 days of Avelos. Vein Avelim in a minyan. And the oval is not part of the minyan. So the Gemara just says very technically, Birchas Rechava Kol Shiva Meika, you're not on the street for 7 days. The Rechava over here means the Suda Zavara, by the way. That's what the Gemara is talking about. The first Suda that the oval eats when he is coming away from, after the Kura. So that doesn't last for 7 days. It's just the first meal. So the Gemara answers, yeah, Mishkachas lo b'panim chadoshos. So we're talking about where there is panim chadoshos. That if there's panim chadoshos, yeah, if there's new people there, then you could make this birchas avela for all the 7 days. Each one of these people. Birchas avelim, kihoda Rav Chiya bar Abba, mikri b'nei de Reish Lakish havi. So Rav Chiya was the Rebbe of the son of Reish Lakish. Okay, for Psukim. V'amri la masni b'rei de Reish Lakish havi. Anyway, or he taught him Mishnayos. So the question is, what did he teach him? Did he teach him Sukkim? Did he teach him Mishnayos? Right, Chumash teacher or the Gemara teacher? Shachiv le Yenuka. So, and then unfortunately his son died. Yoimakamo of Reb Chiya. Yeah, Reb Chiya's son died. Yoimakamo loy have also the Gabe. So the first day, Reish Lakish did not go to visit him because that's, you know, the first day is for special people. Lamachar, the next day, Divrei le Yehuda bar Nachmeni Meturgamine, he spoke to Yehuda bar Nachmeni, who was his Meturgaman. The Meturgaman was the person, when he was giving shir, would be like the loudspeaker who would announce it. What? Divrei. Right, he spoke to him. He said, he told him to come. Amar le.
Took.
Okay, Divrei means he convinced him to come. Right. Okay, so Amar lay, and he said to him, Kum Ema Milsa Kol Kibel Yenuka. Say something about that could be accepted for the people over here that they could you know, about the situation about the child dying. Posach va'omar, so he said, Vayar Hashem, that Hashem saw Vayinatz, and they were disgusting Mikas and got angry, Mibonov Bnoisov. From the on the children, the sons and the daughters, Darsha Avos. So he translated like this: Darsha Avos Menatzim La Kadosh Baruch Hu. A generation that gets a Kadosh Baruch Hu disgusted, that gets his angry. Koyas Albanayim VaAlbanay Seim. Hashem gets angry at the children. Umesim Kashem Katanim, and then the children end up dying young. The Ikeda Amri. Okay, so that's one version of the story. We're going to get to the explanation in a moment. But let's first get the story down. So either the first story was that this was a little kid, and they brought a pasuk that says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu takes it out, punishes the little kids for the bad deeds of the generation. The Ikeda Amri, and another version of the story is Bachar Havi, that he wasn't such a little kid, he was a little bit older. Bachi Kamarle, and what the drasha that he said was, Al Kain Al Bechurov Lo Yismach Hashem, that Hashem is not going to be happy with the young men, with the young children, with the, again, middle-aged children. And he's not going to have mercy on the Yisoimim and the Almanos, because what he was enticed with was removed. He no longer has that. Umara, and it's bad. V'chol peh doiver nevola, because people are saying bad things. V'chol zois lo yishav apa, and even with all these things, even with all the nasty things that people are saying, he did not stop from his anger. So in other words, once again, the same concept that Hashem got angry, and Hashem punished the young children and the almonis. V'oid yodai netuya, and also it says that his hand was outstretched. So first of all, my va'oid yodai netuya, what's this referring to? So I'm a Rav Chana bar Rav, hakol yodim, what's this oid yodai netuya that he did because he did something inappropriate? He says, hakol yodim kala lama nichnas ala chupa. Everybody knows why a chasan and kala, why she's getting married. However, ella kol amenabel piv umoytzi davar nevola mipiv. Somebody who says it, who says what they're trying to do over here. Afilu nachtoim loy gzardino shel shivim shana. Even if he was supposed to have l'toyva, he had gzardin that he was supposed to have 70 good years. Napach alav l'ra, those things will come out bad. In other words, there's certain things you just don't say. Everybody understands what's going on over here. There's no reason to speak it out. It's inappropriate. In any event, so the Gemara now is going to ask the obvious question. Also, Lenachme, Lenachume, Su'uri Kamitzarle. He was supposed to be saying something. He came to be Menachem to make the guy feel better. And instead, he starts talking about how the generation is bad, and you now are getting punished for your bad deeds, which, under normal circumstances, sounds like a very inappropriate, not nice thing to say, that you're getting punished for bad deeds. So the Gemara answers, no, Hachi Ga'amar Le. What he was saying is like this. Choshev at la'atfusei ador. You are important enough, you are so choshev, that you're being punished for the generation. As Rashi points out, that when there are tzaddikim in a particular generation, if the generation needs a kaporo, that tzaddik represents the generation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, uses the tzaddik as a melech, as somebody to take out, to be mechaper on the entire generation. But that only works if the person is a tzaddik. So what he was trying to say is not that you personally deserved it. Of course, you didn't deserve it, but you are on the level. You're so great that your punishment actually absolves the rest of the people because you are great enough. Amalei. Okay, fine. So that was the nechama. The nechama was that you're great, not that you deserve to be punished. So he said, fine. So now that we're here and we're making brachas, let's say something about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he started saying, Akela Godol Biroiv Goidloi, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is great with abundance of greatness. Adar v'chazak is very strong. Beroiv noirois with many wonderments. Mechaye meisim b'ma'amoroi, that he's able to bring people alive. Oysu gedolos adar cheker, and he can do great things with no measurement, no end. And if lois adar in mispar, and wonderments without, you can't even count. Baruch atah Hashem mechaye meisim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is able to be mechaye meisim. So that's about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amar leah kam eimam milsa keneged avelim. So now say something about avelim in general. Pasuk v'amar, he said, achenu, our brothers, hamiyuganim, hamaduchaim, that are sad and pushed and lowly, the evil because of their sadness of the avelus, hazeh, tenu levavchem lachkor ezois. You should think about this. Zois hi imedes laad. This is something that will last forever. Nosav hu b'sheshes yimei bereshes. It was given already from the beginning, from sheshes yimei bereshes, that people die. Rabim shasu, many people drank. Rabim yishtu, and many people will drink, meaning to die. Kamishta rishoina, just like it happened in the beginning. Kach mishta achreina, that's what's going to happen in the end. Achenu val Achenu baal nechamos in achem eschem. The people who are here to be menachem, you should be menachem. And baroy menachem avelim, baruch menachem avelim. And then you finish with the baruch menachem avelim, that there should be a bracha, that you should feel better that you're an for the avelim. So it should be a nechama for the avelim. So in other words, what he was trying to say is that, yeah, it's, you shouldn't overdo it. That yes, it's very sad. We all acknowledge the fact that it's very sad. But don't feel like, you know, something's unique about your situation or that you should overdo your situation. It's happened to before. It's going to happen again. This is normal. And since this is normal, you should take it with that understanding. Okay. However, the Gemara has a problem with the way that he made the bracha. Omar Abaya, Rabim Shah Sulema. I get it. You want to say that this happened to many other people. That is okay. Rabim Yishtu Loi Lema. Why are you saying that it's going to happen in the future? Why are you, so to speak, putting that... it is a reality, but at the end of the day, why are you talking about it's going to happen as if you won't expect it to happen? Lema... you shouldn't say that. Mishtu Rishayna Lema. Again, you should say the fact that many people have been involved in this situation. Mishnah Achrena Loi Lema, don't talk about the fact that it's going to happen. Now, what's the problem with, again, in reality, we all know that this is common, this is the nature of the universe, this is the way it works. Why shouldn't you talk about what's going to happen in the future? Damar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, because Rish Lakish says, V'chein Tanam B'Shmeid Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef also said this, Lo'olam Al Yiftach Odom Piv L'Satan. A person shouldn't open his mouth to be Mekatrig with the Satan, to start up with the Satan. You're saying, oh yeah, you think it's going to happen? Okay, I'll make it happen. So yes, it's going to happen, but there's no reason to invite it, to instigate it. Okay, Amar Rav Yosef, what's the raya that we shouldn't instigate bad things? My crow, what's the pasuk? Because the pasuk says, "Kestoy mayinu la amayro hayinu." Right, in Yeshaya it says that we were like Sodom and Amora, and we were like compared to Amora. So in other words, because he said that Klal Yisrael's behavior was like Sodom. So he said, this is what the Navi said. So the Navi compared our actions, so to speak, we deserve to be punished because we were like these bad people. So Maya Hadalei, so what did Hashem respond? Shimu Dvar Hashem, Kitzina Sodom. So Hashem said, okay, you'll be like the officers of Sodom. Meaning, you invited me to treat you like Sodom, so now I'm going to treat you like Sodom. Even though Lamaisa, their behavior was that way. But there's no reason to point that out. There's no reason to volunteer bad stuff. There's no reason to volunteer that we should be in a bad situation. So therefore, he Right? Because he, the Navi, said that Klal Yisrael's actions were kesedoyim and amayra. So Hashem said, fine, so I'm going to treat you like sedoyim.
Oh.
Because he invited that comparison. So since you invited, so the same thing over here also. Don't say, oh, we're going to die. If you say we're going to die, then you're inviting that situation. Don't invite it. Amalei. Okay, so that was the response to that. Amalei. Kum eimah milsu keneged menachmei avelim. Fine, so we talked about the avelim themselves, that they should have a nechama because this is not a unique situation. What about the people that came to be menachem avel? Posach va'omar, and he said like this, Achenu goyim lechasodim, that there are brothers that are do chesed for other people, b'nei goyim lechasodim, that are children of people who are always doing favors for other people, machzikim bebrisoi shel Avram avinu, that keep the strength of the, what Avram Avinu taught us in Emor, ki yidad l'man asher yitzav es benov, that Avram taught us to do chesed. Achenu bal hagomol yishal lechem gemulchem. These people who did chesed for other people, they should be repaid for their chesed that they're doing for other people. Baruch atah Hashem shalom hagomol, and Hashem should repay this chesed. Okay, so I'm like, kum eimah milsa keneged kol Yisrael. So fine. So that's for the people in this room. What about all of Klal Yisrael in general? Pasuk Bamar, he said, Rabbeinu Ha'olam Padei, you should redeem v'hatzel umalet v'hoshea amcha Yisrael. You should save. These are all different lashonos of different levels of redeeming and saving people from a bad situation. Min ha'dever, from a plague, umin ha'cherv, from the sword, from war, min ha'biza, and from people. From what? And Abiza's people looting, and from the plagues to the field, and this is also different types of fields are destroyed with different types of diseases. That from any type of bad situation that could come to the world, Terem Nikra, before we even call out to Hashem to save us, Va'atatana, Hashem already answers for us. Baruch Ata Hashem, Oitzer HaMageva, Hashem stops the Mageva. Okay, so this is for all of Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remove all the bad things that could happen. Okay, so those are the brachas that he made. So Amar Ulav, Amri Lobim, Masnis, and Tana, we learned in a brisa, asara koisus tiknu chachamim beis ha'aval. That the chachamim were masakin that an aval can drink 10 cups of wine for the avelos. Shloisha koidim v'achila, 3 of them before the suda to open the palate. Kedei liftoyach es b'nei ma'ayav, smeyav, so that his stomach would be open to eat. Shloisha b'soich achila, 3 cups you drink during the meal. Kedei lishrois achila shabameyav, so that it should help the food in his stomach. The arbalacha achila, 4 cups that you drink, keneged the brachos that you drink as after the suda, which is echel keneged hazon. These are the brachos that we make in benching. Hazon v'echel keneged birchas haaretz. The second bracha v'echel keneged bayinu Yerushalayim. The third bracha v'echad keneged hatoiv v'hametiv. Okay, so those are the 10 cups of wine that we should drink: 3 before, 3 during, and 4 after. Now, hoitzifu aleim arba, then afterwards there was a minute to add another 4 cups of wine. Keneged chazon ha'ir, the people who take care of the issues in the city, v'echad keneged parnos ha'ir, for the people who take care of the poor, the tzedakah, and things like that in the city. V'echad keneged beis ha'migdosh, one for the destruction of the beis ha'migdosh, v'echad keneged Rabbi Gamliel, and one as a zecher for thanks for Rabbi Gamliel. So now we're up to 14 cups of wine. Hitchilu hayoshoisin, so they would drink all these cups of wine. Masakran, they would get drunk. And that was already too much. That wasn't the point. Hitchira adabali yoshna, so they went back to the way it was before, the 10 cups of wine, where they're not gonna get drunk. Now, so the Gemara specifically, so all the other brachas we understand, those are brachas that we make in benching and the Beis HaMikdash, we get that. My Rebbe Gamliel. What's the bracha that we specifically make for Rebbe Gamliel as opposed to anybody else? The Tanya we learned in a brisa. In the beginning, when somebody would die, the cost of burying the person, kasha lekroivav, was more difficult for the relatives, more than the fact that he died. In other words, the loss itself was not what was troubling them. What was troubling them was how they're going to pay for the expense of the burial. Ad shehayu manichin oisayin ubarchin, until it got so bad where people would literally just leave their deceased in the street and run away so that they wouldn't be responsible for the burial because they couldn't afford the burial. No one's going to leave them in the street. Someone else is going to have to pick up the burial. But it got so bad to a point where they weren't even burying the person because they couldn't afford it. Ad shebar Rabbi Gamliel, so Rabbi Gamliel came, v'no kalis ba'atzmoi. And he made it very simple for himself. Vayitzu b'kli pishton, and they would put that he would just in pishton in flax clothing, which are very cheap, so that wouldn't be any major expense. Even though Rabbi Gamliel was wealthy and was a chosh of a person that should be buried in the nicest silk or whatever, so after that, once Rabbi Gamliel was able to do it with sackcloth, so then everybody else followed in his way. So Amar Rav Papa, and Rav Papa said, we'll finish with this. Nowadays people use even the cheapest, even a barzuz, as long as he's covered with canvas cloth, covered by kavadik, it's the fact that he's covered, it's not the expense of the cloth itself. And therefore we make a bracha for Rabbi Gamliel, because Rabbi Gamliel made it more, so to speak. Again, it's not a good situation, but under the circumstances, if there's a nifter over here, so it became more, so to speak, palatable, in the sense that people were able to do the kvura properly, they were able to afford it and able to partake in the kvura. Again, because it got to a point where they were running away from the mace, and they weren't even doing a proper levaya, because they were afraid that if they would stay around, they would be responsible for it, and they didn't want to have to pay for it. Okay, so everybody should have a great day. Everybody should have the simcha, and we'll stop over here for now.